AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Election night results include Kentucky voters electing just the second Republican in four decades to hold the governor's office in a race that hinged largely on President Obama's health care legislation. The only other gubernatorial campaign was in Mississippi, where Governor Phil Bryant easily won re-election, as we hear from the AP's Emily Wagster-Pettis.
Phil Bryant is a Republican. He spent about $2.7 million on his campaign. His Democratic challenger was a man named Robert Gray, who's a truck driver who spent about $3,000 on his campaign.
In Virginia, a swing state, Democrats failed in an expensive bid to take control of the state Senate. Ohio voters rejected a ballot proposal that would have legalized both recreational and medical marijuana in a single vote, a vote-getting strategy that was being watched as a test case for the nation. Colorado voters have agreed to allow the state to keep $66 million worth of marijuana taxes, despite an accounting error that could have forced the government to refund the money to taxpayers and pot growers. Voter Don Garcia thought Coloradans would have wanted the refund.
As far as the money goes, hey, you know, people like to get money back. Let's be realistic about it. In this day and age, with the economy being the way it is, people enjoy getting their money back. They don't want to necessarily see that money going into the tax, the quote-unquote taxes.
In Houston, efforts to secure non-discrimination protections for gay and transgender people failed by a 2-to-1 margin. The Supreme Court has put on hold the scheduled execution of a Missouri man at the last minute, sending Ernest Lee Johnson's case back to an appeals court for further review. Authorities in northern Illinois are expected to announce Wednesday that Sergeant Joe Glenowitz, whose shooting death led to a massive manhunt in September, killed himself. That word coming from an official briefed on the crime investigation. This is AP Radio News. The number of people sickened with E. coli has grown from 3 to 12 probable cases in the Portland, Oregon area, from 19 to 25 probable cases in five counties near Seattle. Kathy Lofi is the state health officer in Washington State.
The exact source of illness for this outbreak still remains unknown. What we do know is that 23 of the 25 outbreak patients reported eating at a Chipotle restaurant prior to illness.
Chipotle has voluntarily closed 43 locations in those areas. Robin Williams' widow says his medical afflictions would have claimed his life within 3 years, and she doesn't blame him for his suicide.
In an interview on ABC's Good Morning America, Susan Williams says her husband had a variety of symptoms beginning in November of 2013. By the following May, she says he was suffering from stiffness, slumping, a shuffling gait, and was having trouble speaking. Robin Williams took his life last August.
Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.